Okay, let's unpack this. In 2017, the South African government kind of changed the future of commerce in their country by deleting exactly two words from a high school rule book. Welcome to your custom deep dive.
Yeah, it's a really fascinating look at bureaucracy in action.
Right. So today's mission is to unpack Government Gazette 480996. It's a 2017 regulatory document issued by Minister of Basic Education, Angelina Matsimocheka.
And, it really shows how much power a tiny text deletion can have over your entire academic career. I mean, massive systemic shifts often just hide in mundane paperwork.
Exactly. So to understand this, we first have to look at the exact words being targeted in the National Curriculum Statement for grades R through 12.
Right, specifically looking at how subjects are legally grouped together. Under the old rules, Regulation 4B1D, if a learner wanted to take physical sciences or accounting, they were forced to also take mathematics as a compulsory subject.
Here's where it gets really interesting, though. This gazette takes a red pen to that policy and strikes out literally just the bracketed words and accounting.
Just those two words. What's fascinating here is the sheer precision of it. By just omitting and accounting, the educational pathway shifts entirely.
It's basically like coupled train cars, right?
Oh, that's a really good way to put it.
Yeah, like for years, accounting was hitched to mathematics, where one went, the other had to follow. But now, accounting is uncoupled.
Exactly. Uncoupled. While physical sciences remains firmly attached to math, which, makes sense. You can't really calculate a physics trajectory without calculus or trigonometry.
No, you literally can't. But accounting runs on a totally different logic engine.
It really does. I mean, when you
Yeah.
study accounting, you're categorizing transactions, balancing ledgers, applying regulatory frameworks.
Right, it's meticulousness.
Yeah, meticulousness, basic arithmetic, and highly organized rule following. It doesn't actually require you to understand, like, spatial geometry or abstract algebraic proofs.
So by making this change, the department was essentially acknowledging that core math isn't a strict prerequisite for understanding finance.
Precisely. But, you can't just decouple subjects overnight behind closed doors.
Right. Legally, you have to ask the public.
Yeah, there's a specific legal procedure.
Yeah.
Which brings us to the call for comments portion of the Gazette.
Because stakeholders had to weigh in, and submissions were directed to Chief Director MRSP Govender.
Specifically for the attention of Mrs. F. Madipa.
Okay, but I have to pause here and ask, what does this all actually mean in practice? Because looking at the timeline on this
The
document,
timeline is quite tight.
it's incredibly tight. The publication date was July 24, 2017, and the deadline for public comment was just 15 days later.
Yeah, just 15 days.
That feels like a massive scramble. I mean, if you're a teacher or a parent trying to draft a thoughtful, formal response to a major curriculum change, 2 weeks is basically nothing.
It's an exceptionally fast window. If we connect this to the bigger picture, it really highlights a massive friction point in how governments operate.
Like the pressure to move fast.
Exactly. You have this tension between allowing genuine democratic feedback and the administrative pressure to fast-track a policy before the next school cycle begins.
So it's less of a wide-open debate and more like speak now or forever hold your peace. And by now, we mean by next Friday.
Pretty much, yeah. But the government did facilitate this fast-track transparency, by pointing citizens to the draft documents on the department's website.
Oh, under the resources, legislation, and call for comments section, right?
Right. So the mechanism for transparency was there, but you really had to be highly alert to the bureaucracy to participate in it.
You had to be paying very close attention to realize the ground was shifting. It's wild to think that a rapid 15-day public consultation window and the deletion of just two words fundamentally changed South African high schools.
It really separated commerce from the strict gatekeeping of core math.
It definitely reshapes how we view prerequisites,
It absolutely does.
which leaves you with a final thought to ponder today. If educational authorities determine that high school accounting no longer strictly required mathematics, what core mental skills do you think are actually most essential to mastering the language of business?